Center for Common Sense Counseling, here's Roland Trujillo.
Well, hello everybody. Welcome to the program. My name is Roland and I'm your host. I'm a pastor. I'm also a life coach, spiritual mentor, and I'm your true friend because I'm into truth and I can help you. Let's get right down to the bottom line. A lot of people have issues, mental health issues of various kinds. In fact, if you look at what's wrong with people, for the most part, of course people, you know, you can have some physical ailment, or you can have a broken leg, or you can have, arthritis in the elbow, or, you know, things like that. People seem to manage. People get a little arthritis, they get a little this, a little that. They manage, they get by. They live with it, they work around it. But what's really causing people real troublesome issues are mental issues, emotional issues, anxiety, psychic pain, hurt feelings, feelings of rejection, unhappiness, anger toward other people, feelings of inferiority and chronic unhappiness and despair, worries and fears and doubts. Those are the big three, worries and fears and doubts. So you see, it's some kind of psychic pain, some kind of psychic agony, an emotional agony, an emotional pain that's causing people their issues. And what does it involve? It involves people. It always involves people. Mother, a father, a partner, husband, wife, child. You see what I mean? People. A boss at work you don't get along with, a coworker, a neighbor that's doing something, someone who did something to you, you can't forgive them. Someone who's doing something to you. See? Or someone that's always irritating you, belittling you. Someone who seems to be an expert at pushing your buttons and getting you upset. And you promise yourself, you say, tomorrow I'm not going to get upset. And then the day comes and what happens? Lo and behold, they know how to get to you. And the more people get to you, or the more things get to you, the more destabilized you become and the more easily gotten to you are. And of course, the worst thing of all is resentment. Resentment is the thing that sets you up for all the other bad things. So, what do we do? What do we do for these mental issues? Well, we take pills. We go to support groups. We go to counseling. We go to church. We read the Bible. We study, or we go to do yoga, or reflexology, or we chant, or we exercise. See, we get a degree in this or that. We take some classes. We read the Bible, we go to church services or whatever. But it doesn't seem to really help, does it? It helps a little bit. It's palliative care. That's what you get nowadays. You get palliative care, symptom removal. But wouldn't it be much better to remove the cause of these things? So look, you're what do they say? They say life is a B. It starts with the word B, right? Life. I can say that on the air, but I won't. Life is a B. See, or they say life is a bleep sandwich. Have you heard that one? Life is a bleep sandwich. Or they say life is suffering and then you die. See? Stuff like that. Well, there's some truth to it, but it doesn't have to be that way. But the way most people live, that's the way it is. You're not going to get rid of all the mothers-in-law and husbands and wives and partners and kids and bosses and everything. You're going to have to learn to deal with them. Not change them, but change your attitude. I'll be right back.
Do you suffer from stress? Reacting to stress is natural for animals, but for us humans, stress usually makes us irritable, impatient, and upset. We find ourselves being mean to those we should be kind to, or we find ourselves suppressing emotions until they make us upset on the inside. Shouldn't we be able to live with others without being upset with each other? The answer is yes. Right now you are too reactive. That's your problem. The stress of others causes you to react with hostility or repression. Were you in your center, the stress of others would call forth patience and understanding. It would call forth the courage to speak honestly. It would call forth patience to deal with the foibles of your fellow human beings without becoming upset. The solution to all your stress-based problems is to learn how to remain in your center. The meditation exercise helps you find your center of dignity so you'll be less reactive and more patient. Download a free introduction to the meditation at commonsensecounseling.org.
Internet pastor. I help people on the internet. I don't have a church. I don't work for a church. It cramps my style. I wouldn't be able to help you. See, a lot of church becomes what? Support network, or it becomes study. See, a lot of people have been turned off to religion. See, true religion or Christianity, which really can do what it says. The real thing. But people have been turned off because they have fallen into hands of people who masquerade as true Christians, people who act like true Christians, people who pretend, people who practice churchianity. See, but they're not true Christians, and there's pressure involved. They pressure you to be good, pressure you to be nice, pressure you to give money, pressure you to work more, serve more, do more. And if there's pressure, then it can't be good. God doesn't pressure you. God does not pressure you. Well, he has a little pressure, a very little pressure. But you don't even reckon, you don't know that it's God that's there with a very, very little, gentle, delicate pressure. And it's called conscience. Now, let me tell you what you need. I want to tell you what you need. You need to reconnect with your Creator. That's what you need. You need to find God. Not in a church, not in a building, not in an ashram, not in a big meeting, not in a stadium, not in a book, not in a building, not in some counselor's office. You need to find God within. You need to find a connection. You need to connect with. You need to hook up with God. And you don't know how. You do not know how, and nobody shows you how. They tell you to study more, read more, sing more, see, chant more. It's not out there, it's inside, but you don't know how. And the other thing is, even if someone told you how, see, I can tell you how, but you still might not be able to do it because you're too lost in your thinking. You're too lost in emotions. You're so lost in the squirrel cage of thinking and imagination and emotions, worries, doubts, fears, see, or excitements. You're totally externalized and totally emotionalized. You know how you lay down in bed at night and you can't stop your thinking from going round and round about what happened and what she said and what he said and what you're going to do tomorrow and all that stuff? See, some students, they can't do well in school because there's problems at home. Their parents are fighting, their parents are divorcing, things are happening, there are bullies, see, playground bullies and bullies on the way home, and awful things are happening at home, and they're so distraught by all of that, they sit down to read and their mind just goes round and round and round with all these thoughts. So what do you need? You need a way to get out of thought. I'm not talking about blanking thought or eliminating thought. I'm talking about separating from thoughts. You can observe thought without being lost in it. You need to calm down a little bit with the help of, with my help. My meditation is helpful. my words are helpful, just to calm down. See, a lot of meditations will help you calm down. You know, a pill might help you to calm down. A little shot of brandy might help you to calm down. A little marijuana might help you to calm down. Going for a walk might help you to calm down. Listening to nice music might help you to calm down. But what you need is the kind of calming down that leads to awareness. You need the kind of calming down that leads to awareness, the kind of calming down that God would approve of. See, remember, Jesus said, if you have some issue with your brother, then leave your gifts at the temple door and first go make it right with your brother and then come back and give your gifts. See, he said, if someone offends you, then you forgive them. And they said, how many times? He said, always forgive them. In other words, forgive, forgive, forgive. Make it right with them. Forgive. See, that's what he's saying. So what is that? See, so that's the kind of call. So in other words, the point I'm getting at is that let's say that you resent your wife, you resent your husband, you resent your partner, you resent your kids, you resent your boss, you resent somebody. Okay, so you're resentful toward them, you're angry at them, you have unfinished business with them. See? Then if you go to relax, if you try to smoke a marijuana or take a drink or listen to nice music or sing a nice hymn or do some nice chanting or some nice yoga or something or go for a nice walk, you're trying to relax. All you're doing is papering over. You haven't solved the real deal. You haven't made it right. You haven't forgiven. You haven't let go of your judgment and your hatred and your anger. You're just trying to make yourself feel good. See the difference? First make it right. First let go of the anger. Let go of the judgment. Stop hating your wife, for example, or resenting her. Stop judging and hating your husband. Stop being impatient with your kids. Then you can relax. See? Now so you see how important that is, and make it right with God. So David said, against thee and thee only have I sinned. See, yeah, you've done some stuff to other people. You've been secretly phoning them, and you've been cruel to them and mean and phony and put them down and degraded them and been dishonest with people. And you've done all that, secretly judged them. But you've been catty, gossipy. You've done all that. Okay, so you've done that. But the main thing is not that. That's not the main thing. Yeah, you may have done some other stuff. You had some abortions, you were an alcoholic, you took drugs. You know, the usual. That's par for the course nowadays. People do all that stuff. Okay, so you did. You had promiscuous sex. You got divorced a few times. Okay, all right, so you did all that stuff. But the main thing you need to do, the main thing is to make it right, is to make it right with God first. Make it right with God first. That's the most important thing. How do you do that? Well, I'll tell you how. You get the meditation that I have. You practice it. So you get close to your intuition, which is also conscience. When you start getting close to your conscience, it'll make you uncomfortable. If you can bear the pain of your conscience for a little while, then you'll be reconciled to God. You're sorry for... You see what you did, and you're sorry, and God forgives you.
Hello, this is Roland. Highlights from selected Common Sense programs are available at our website, commonsensecounseling.org. Click on Streaming Audio, and you'll find programs by topic in Real Player or Windows Media format. Plus, listen to my lecture on how to stop hurting those you love, and find links to all five of my blogs. It's all at commonsensecounseling.org.
Okay, so now you see that your problem is spiritual. It's not so much what you did to other people or rotten things that you did. It's not so much that. It's that you're separated from God. And then when God gently knocks on your door with conscience. Conscience is your closest link to God. When he makes you feel a little bit bad inside, he makes you aware that you were impatient with your kids, or you were phony with somebody, or you were judgmental toward your husband, or you were impatient with your wife, or, you know, that sort of thing. You hated your mom. when he makes you aware of that delicately, then what do? You don't like that. You don't like admitting that you're wrong. That's your problem. You don't like admitting that you're wrong. So you want to get rid of all your symptoms, your psychic, all your worries, doubts, and fears, and anxieties, and unhappinesses, and all that stuff. You want to get rid of all that? Okay. Number one, be willing to admit you're wrong. Not to other people, but in your heart. Number two, get the meditation that I have. It's very special. It's a proper meditation because it leads to God. It doesn't lead to me. It doesn't lead to other people. It leads to God. See, there's all these different prayers and meditations and everything, and I don't know where they lead, but they don't lead to God. Or they lead to the wrong God. See, the wrong God, the guy with the horns is always there comforting you. He says, oh, you don't need to be sorry. You don't need to feel bad about what you did. Just, they deserved it. They had it coming after what they did to you. Hey, have a good time. Hey, have some marijuana. Hey, let's do this let's do this yoga here. Let's do this chanting. Let's go study. Let's get another degree. More classes, what you need. More classes, more money. You need more boyfriends, more girlfriends, more pleasure, more party. See, he always gives you the wrong answers because he caters to your ego. He wants to take away. He doesn't like shame. He doesn't want you to be ashamed of what you did or sorry, because then he knows you'll come to God that way. That's what he doesn't want. So you're just going to have to realize that this problem is bigger than, you can't solve it. You're dealing with forces, spiritual. You're dealing with good and evil spiritual forces. See? And the answer is to find God. That's the answer. But not in a building, not in a book. Within. You get the meditation, start practicing it. Learn to calm down a little bit. Find your conscience, your intuition. Okay? And then when it makes you feel a little bad, it shows you that you resented your husband or you're being impatient with your kids and bear the little bit of pain of seeing that you're wrong. Admit it. Admit to conscience within, quietly in your heart. Admit you're wrong. And God will forgive you. You'll see. If you're sorry, you bear the pain without reaching for the marijuana. You bear a little bit of pain for seeing that you're wrong without reaching, trying to go out and do something to make yourself look good for the world. See, a lot of people, they're impatient with their kids, and then their kids end up on drugs or committing suicide or in prison. Then they go out and then they do all kinds of charity work and everything and act like they're wonderful people. It's all phony. See? So you don't want to be phony anymore. You want to be real. And when your conscience makes you aware that you did something that wasn't quite right, then just bear a little bit of pain and then you'll be reconciled to God. And when you're reconciled to God, then you'll have it made into shade. Okay, all right. So now you want to get the meditation. Here's what you do. You can either order it online at talktoapastor.org, www.talktoapastor.org, or commonsensecounseling.org, or you can write to me. You can write to me. I'll send me a donation, and I'll send you a CD with the meditation and a CD with three books on it. You can't do better than that. Write to me, send me a donation. Say, I'd like to have the meditation and the three e-books, and I'll send them to you in the mail. Okay, so get your pen and paper handy. Get your pen and paper handy, and I'll give you the address to write to. See? Maybe finally you can find something that will really help you for a change. To help restore you instead of just more palliative care. I'll be right back.
Hello, this is Roland. One of the exciting things about the internet is there's such a thing as online counseling. They call it e-counseling, or counseling online. It's fast, affordable, and convenient. And I've taken it to a whole new level, online counseling with a pastor. Have you ever wanted to talk to a pastor? Do you have a question you'd like to ask a pastor, but you don't want the pastor to know who you are? Do you have issues? Mental health issues, emotional issues, family issues, relationship issues? And somehow you know deep down in your heart that there's a spiritual component to them? Somehow you know that psychology is nice, support groups are nice, theory is nice, but you'd like to talk to a pastor. Well, now you can. You can ask me a question by live chat, in other words, texting, you know, where you type a question and I answer, and then we have a dialogue back and forth using the keypad. You ask the question and I respond immediately with feedback, and then you give me feedback, and so on and so forth. It's like a texting conversation with a counselor. You can even text me from your Android or BlackBerry, your mobile device, you know. You can also talk to me by phone. You don't have to travel anywhere. You don't have to wait. You don't have to spend any gas. You save a lot of money, and you get solution strategies right away from the convenience of your home or office. To find out more, go to dearpastor.tk. It's surprisingly affordable, where most counselors charge $60 to $100 or more an hour or have lengthy, expensive intake. With me, you can be talking to me right away. In fact, often within 5 minutes, our dialogue is already opening up avenues for strategies for solutions. If you want more information about pastoral counseling online, right from the convenience of your home or office, go to dearpastor.tk. I look forward to hearing from you.
Okay, you got your pen and paper handy. You could write to me. I'll send you the meditation on a CD. And another CD with three ebooks on it. Okay? Okay. The address to write to is Roland Trujillo, R-O-L-A-N-D-T-R-U-J-I-L-L-O. That's R-O-L-A-N-D. It's my first name, Roland, R-O-L-A-N-D. Last name, Trujillo, T-R-U-J-I-L-L-O. That's T-R-U-J-I-L-L-O. The address is Post Office Box 854. That's Post Office Box 854, Berkeley, California, 94701. That's Berkeley, California, 94701. That's Roland Trujillo, Post Office Box 854, Berkeley, California, 94701. Okay, all right, so there you have it. That's where you can write. If you want to do it online, then just go to commonsensecounseling.org, www.commonsensecounseling.org, click on the donate button. Or, no, for the meditation, actually, you'll see, you click on meditation, it shows you how to order. I have a meditation, a basic meditation, four-part meditation. You get two big books in a booklet. You get the meditation, four parts. You get the book Conquering Stress and Its Symptoms. Excellent book. And you'll also get the book called Becoming a Friend of God, Finding Peace of Mind in an Age of Anxiety. It's over 200 pages. And you'll get the meditation booklet that talks about meditations. You get all of those for, I think it's $10 or something. It's just such a small amount. Okay? So, and if you... I also have meditation for anger. If you go to the website, www.commonsensecounseling.org, and I have a special meditation for anger management. And I have a meditation for PTSD. And those are that's what you should do. Just get those meditations. Why? So that you can get out of your emotions and your thinking in which you're now lost. Get centered, find your center of dignity, begin to be able to pay attention to your conscience, your intuition. They call it the still small voice. And that's how you can actually make contact with your creator within. I know it sounds amazing and it sounds far out and so on. And you've been disappointed so many times in the past. You've gone to churches and everything, and they said this and that, and somehow nothing changed. But maybe you can tell. Maybe you can tell by my voice or the way I say things. Maybe you can tell that I actually have found something. And so I would really encourage you to take advantage of the fact that I'm here and start getting better, okay? All right.
Hello. Some of you have been listening for a while and like where I'm coming from. You recognize the truth and are willing to admit you've made some mistakes. The next step is to make some positive changes in your life. A good place to start is with a meditation exercise. Most of us are too lost in our thinking. We plan, worry, and scheme. Then we act emotionally and usually make things worse. Instead of worrying and scheming, why not spend the time learning to be still and find the wisdom and a proper energy to move with? In other words, why not request our meditation exercise? It will help you get out of fixating on problems and negative thinking. To request a copy of the meditation exercise, write, call, or email us. Or just pay us a visit at commonsensecounseling.org. You'll be glad you did.
Okay, I want to give the address one more time. It's Roland Trujillo, R-O-L-A-N-D. Last name Trujillo, T-R-U-J-I-L-L-O. Post Office Box 854. That's Post Office Box 854, Berkeley, California, 94701. It's 94701. Okay, well, I've made a good program for you. I hope you liked it. And I hope you take to heart what I said and get the meditation to help start finding your way back again, okay? Until next time, bye-bye.
You have been listening to Roland Trujillo from the Center for Common Sense Counseling. Now you can listen to Roland anytime by logging on to www.commonsensecounseling.org. You'll find lots of free helpful information, and you can also order materials or make a donation by using your credit card. Once again, the web address is commonsensecounseling.org. Please remember that Roland's program is listener-supported. Thank you.